Good afternoon, everybody. I will be presenting a new concept that I am working on. This is the project that I have just started. I won't be presenting too much of data, but I will just show what it is and show few clips of the data that it should work. Okay. And I am Sangu Angade. Again, I am from New Mexico State University, and I have a big group of collaborators, and we started with a small group, but a lot of people are interested because there are a lot of potentials to measure in this project. This is what I am basically looking to do. Basically, we were prairies with grasslands with bisons, and we got rid of all of them, and we ended up with the dust bowl. And then we decided if we find a water, then we can solve all this problem. So what we did was we found a Ogallala aquifer, the largest underground lake in the country, and thought this is never-ending aquifer and we can use how much water we want. But it is not true. So we are running out of water, and this is the dust storm picture that I took in 2013, and it's happening more often. It may not be as bad as this one, but we are getting there. So now, unless we do something, we will be in trouble. So that's why I'm trying to reintroduce perennial grasses into annual grass system. Why? We are windy. This is the picture I took from my research center when I started there. I thought this is a windy, and I thought it is a good picture. I was about to sit in my desk and went back. So this is the wind erosion in our area. And we do get 17 inches of rainfall, which is pretty good for dryland cropping. But what happens is we get unevenly, and whenever we get in a heavy intensity. And our soils are pretty dry, but they cannot soak in this water, because our residues are low, organic matter content is low, so we lose all of that water, and also lead to lot of erosion problems. So as a result, we have both wind and water erosion. Means what you see in this NRCS map, each dot is equivalent to 100,000 tons of soil loss each year. Okay, and what you see in our area, in here, the focus area, both wind and water erosions are pretty common. Okay, so how we can manage that one, that is the one goal. And again, we have done pretty good with our irrigation system. Means we have moved away from furrow irrigation to center pivot irrigation. It is the predominant irrigation system now. But what we do with the center pivot irrigation system is, we spray water on the top of the surface more often. What I think is, we are putting water on a solid surface which cannot soak in, and then blowing a fan across it. So we lose 50% of the water as a result in the early growth stages of the crop. So we are, this is where I am located, Clovis, New Mexico. This is our research center. If you look just east of us, that is the Ogallala aquifer development. And you go closer to any of the points, any of those pivots, they are not complete circles. They are partial pivots, because farmers are running out of water, and they are growing main crop on part of it and using the rest of it as a dry land or a low irrigated crop or something. Okay. So those low irrigated crops are probably losing money for farmers, and also they are very vulnerable. All those erosions occur there. So that's where I bring in this concept of circular buffer strips. What I'm really thinking is, I'm converting this one third, means I'm assuming a circle with one third dry land, okay? I am converting that one third and making it a circular buffer strips of perennial grasses, so that each other can benefit from this combination. okay? And if you look this one, when the grass, when the main crop is short, these perennial grass strips will protect it from wind and wind and improve the water use efficiency of the system. Basically, create a better micro environment there. Okay, when off season, still we have perennial grass buffer strips, and they work as cover crops. Basically, they protect the our natural resources and conserve all the rain off season rainfall in that system. I'm not the first one to work on wind problems in Great Plains. There are a lot of USDA ARS totally focus on that aspect. And they work pretty good. If you plant a shelter belt across the wind direction, they work. They can protect the reduce the wind speed up to 15 times the height of that buffer strip or shelter belt. So. But if the direction changes, they become really less efficient. Okay, and this is the wind direction in Clovis that I work. Most of the Great Plains, you look, the wind direction, most of the country you can take. So wind direction can change at any time. Even in a particular day, it may change multiple times. If we have a circular buffer strip, any direction, we have something to protect it. And not only that, with this circular system, say the wind direction is in one and the slope is in another one, it can protect both of them. And having a multiple buffer strip, Jane was presenting about the perennial grasses earlier, and she was showing the root system benefits and all those things. With a multiple perennial strips, even with 4 or 5 feet tall grass, we can protect the pivot, which we cannot protect with the 200 feet tall shelter belts. So that is an advantage. And this already is discussed here. I won't talk too much about it. So overall benefits I consider classify. I don't want anybody to go through this one, but we have a direct benefits of perennial grasses in the system. And when we make it a buffer strip, it adds or improves some benefits. And if you make them round, it adds or improves some benefits. And when you use the multiple circles, it again adds and improves the benefits. So that is the beauty of this system, and it can address all four pillars of sustainability in the process. We started this project in August 2016 with a seed grant from NIFA. Now, we established the grass in August, and it really, we did a good job with the planting, I think. And it survived our winter and also showed a glimpse of its potential to conserve snowfall. Okay, so this is how it looked this year when we started, and we have some of the collaborators here. They took the baseline soil samples in this one, then we installed some sensors. And that's how it looked in August. It looked something like this. Okay, it's pretty good stand off a buffer strip. So we are really counting on a lot of benefits from the system. Thank you. This is how it looked in August from the drone picture. Okay, and you can see the very well establishment of grass strips there. And if you are familiar with the Google Earth, you just type in Agriculture Science Center Clovis, New Mexico, and you will find this one. Okay, so this is from the Google Earth, and what you see here is our buffer strip pivot, and this is the control pivot. Okay, and we are only using 1/3 of the pivot that is facing the predominant wind direction. Our plan is to do this one, extensive instrumentation, sensors and counting, so that in any spot here, what microclimate that soil experience, what is happening there, either before planting a crop or after planting a crop, and can you model it to assess ET potential as well as soil erosion potential of the system, and also measure some of the benefits. But with the seed grant, we are starting small. We will only understand what happens with one system of one set of grass buffer strips and go further from there. This is what sensors look like. I have neutron probes, soil moisture sensors, wind anemometers, temperature and relative humidity sensors. And if you look at the wind, this is what I'm trying to do. Means what is the effect from the outermost buffer strip, and if that's not right, but if the wind is from the exactly opposite direction, can we measure something here? Although it has to pass after four buffer strips. If we don't see anything there, then that is because of the multiple buffer strips that we can assume. This is just a small example. Even in the beginning, the wind was 50% of incoming wind speed. And it gradually increased. Probably it is because of the plant height as well as plant growth as well as grass growth. And sometimes it was 30% of incoming wind speed. We also measure soil surface moisture for the same reasons of how buffer affects at a distance. And what I see here is the grass buffer strip was typically driest of all those four sensors I had. But when it rained, it caught up, it soaked in all the rain and went to the top and started using again. And in no time it drained again. But what I mean, it is ready to soak in all the moisture. And temperature, I will skip it for the time. And Newton probe, I just want to see with the grass buffer strip, if I go deeper, how much moisture we can conserve. This is what we observed in the last month. We were extremely dry this year, but we started getting rain, and last two months we have got about 6 inches of rain, but last 1 month we have got 2 inch, and this is what the 1 month observation indicates. In the grass we soaked in about 167 millimeters, but in the crop strips it was 65-66, something like that. Yeah, but there is a spatial variation. I have to account for that, but I have not done the analysis actually. And one thing in our area, the border effect is pretty significant. Burning of the corn on the edges is pretty common. And that is what we took care of, biomass, and you can see that effect was similar in both grass buffer strip and in the control. But what was significant here is the same distance inside the buffer strip, there was no effect. Okay. So this is what I will miss. This is a technology that can sustain our Ogallala aquifer longer, I think, and that it can offer a lot of other benefits in addition to water conservation. And it's getting some interesting benefit. Already a farmer feels that there are additional benefits for him, so he converted 3 pivots into circular buffer strips. And some of the senior scientists are also in this one, Dr. Bob Stewart from USDA and West Texas A&M. He visited and he complimented me for the project. So some of the advantage of getting recognized that is encouraging all the collaborators and me to go for a bigger project. That's all. Thank you. I don't know.